America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The more and more we talk about Juan Soto, the more and more scared I am about the Mets going crazy and signing him to that 12-year, over $700 million contract, because we saw them go hard after Yamamoto last year and Steve Cohen flying to Japan and having him at his house. And I know that Juan Soto's 26 years old, and I know he plays all the time. And I know if you're going to go all in on a free agent, it is this guy. And I don't know if there's a comparable, maybe other than A-Rod, a comparable guy. Well, actually, you know what? Manny Machado and Bryce Harper did hit free agency right around the same time.
What about Aaron Judge?
He was 30. So
okay,
not the same.
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about 25, okay. 26, hitting free agency and things working out. So, like, all right. So now, as I'm talking myself through this, like, Bryce Harper was a big signing for the Phillies, and that worked out.
At what, $300 million?
Right, so which was the going rate at that time.
Yes.
You know what I'm like, which was a few years ago. But yes, it was a going rate at that time. So that's something that worked out. He fit in with the Phillies perfectly. Even though they haven't won a World Series, they went to one. They're competing. They win the division again. He is the leader. There's no two ways about it. Would you say that the Manny Machado deal is something that's really worked out for them? I mean, they've gone to the playoffs a few times. It hasn't been a bust.
No, but has he been, you know... I mean, they've been good. You know, that owner that has since passed away, you know, really wanted to get a championship and really wanted to fight the Dodgers. And in order to do that, he had to go out and get, you know, like Manny Machado and pay these guys.
Sure.
And a number of other guys, too, by the way.
I guess it's the history of big free agents and most of them not working out. But I mean, if Juan Soto is Bryce Harper and... Then of course you take it.
But just so you know, Bryce Harper has a deal until he is 38 years of age. So he will be with the Phillies, assuming he sees the entire contract through, to the age of 38, 2031.
Okay, so if Juan Soto is 26 now, 12 years brings him to 38.
Right, so Bryce Harper got 13 years, $330 million. His average salary would be $25 million. So basically Juan Soto is trying to triple this.
I mean, it's crazy. When was that contract signed? What offseason?
That was back in 2019.
So we're talking...
He was 26 years old.
Which is exactly what Juan Soto is.
Yes.
So you're telling me... In 5 years,
he signed a 13-year, $330 million contract with the Phillies that included a $20 million signing bonus, $330 million guaranteed at an average salary of $25.3 million.
So it's more than, it's not quite triple of what we're thinking. But you're telling me in 4 years, Juan Soto is going to get a contract that's more than double what Bryce Harper got?
I mean, I would say more than double, yes. I'm not going to sit here and say $600 million. unless the Giants do something crazy to kind of offset the Dodgers, but according to a number of reports about Juan Soto, he wants to be on a winning team as well.
Do you remember back, because I mean, we were working together 2019, but I don't really remember the reaction to the deal. Did we think that was a crazy contract? that Bryce Harper got. Maybe the 13 years was a lot of
yes.
time. But
yeah, I mean, at that point in time, it was $25 million a year.
Which is nothing today.
I thought the pitchers' contracts were crazy, just simply because they all break down. Every single one of them break down. And normally that would mean a year and a half, you're paying them and they're not playing.
I mean, you could look at this Bryce Harper contract right now and say it's a bargain.
100%.
So, like, are we going to be looking at the Juan Soto contract 5 years from now and saying it's a bargain if he gets what we think he's going to get?
No. I think that there's a certain point where I don't think we're going to see. I never thought I'd see a $700 million player in my lifetime.
And we did already.
The only player that I think right now that really truly deserves a significant upgrade in his pay to what he's making now, and what he's making now is very good, would be Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He is worth the price of admission, and whatever Kansas City's worth is right now is due in large part to his success.
Because I've never, like, generally when there's a free agent out there that I know that the Mets are in on, I mean, I'm talking for years and years and years, all the way back to the days of Jason Bay and some of these guys that would come in. Like, I would have a real strong take on whether I wanted the guy or not. Like, real strong take.
Did you want Jason Bay?
No, there was the other guy that I wanted, Carlos Beltran, badly. But there was Jason Bay and there was somebody else. Was it Matt Holliday? I think it was Matt Holliday and Jason Bay in the same offseason, and I wanted Holliday more than Bay. But I wasn't upset with Jason Bay. I was like, oh, it's fine. It's a nice little consolation prize. But like, I, for whatever reason, I do not have that I really want or really don't want Juan Soto take yet, which is nuts to me because, I mean, I'm sure I'll get there. But, like, right now, if I found out that he signed with the San Francisco Giants tomorrow, which is not going to happen, I don't think I'd be all that upset.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know what I remember? I remember about the Bryce Harper situation that I was shocked that it was as little as it was, and he went to the Phillies. Mm. Like, I felt like he wanted to go somewhere else and expected more money, like 30 to 35 million a year. If I have the right memory about this,
yeah.
I just felt like, wow, he only signed for that much for that long. Because I was thinking that here's the first overall draft pick. He's a great player. Why wouldn't you want him on your team? Mm-hmm. And I just felt like it never really got to the number that I think he thought he was going to get.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that happens to Juan Soto. I really do.
And Harper's a Boris guy too, right? Pretty sure. Yeah, this contract here, even more so than Ohtani, because Ohtani's a unicorn. Like, no one else is doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
This contract right here is going to be the standard, the thing that sets the bar for years and years and years to come.
So Manny Machado did sign an 11-year deal at the age of 30 for $350 million. He got a $45 million signing bonus and $350 million guaranteed.
But that was not his original deal, I don't think, because I'm pretty sure he hit free agency at like 25, and then he got another contract, his newest contract.
had to have been a new contract. It had to have been because he was, yes, he 2019. It was the same offseason.
All right, 2019. So, yeah, so he signed a deal, and it looked like he got a – he had an out or something. I'm assuming this is what it is.
Yeah, so
because after 2024, he had made $180 million total.
Right. So, yeah. So, and this is why I brought up those two guys, because I remember Harper and Machado hitting free agency at 26 was such a huge deal. And that's what Soto's doing now, because both those guys came up when they were 19 years old.
So, the Baltimore trade Machado to the Dodgers?
Yeah.
And then it went into free agency.
In there.
And then San Diego signed them.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Wow.
What? Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I am not a proponent of like a $600 million deal for Juan Soto. I'm sorry.
But that's what he's going to get.
Maybe if somebody's desperate enough and feels like they have to give it to him, I'm not giving him that much money. I would try to keep it around $400
million.
Mm. Didn't he turn what contracts? He turned down two contracts, one from the Nationals, of course, they were trying to buy out the early part of his career.
Yeah.
And then he also turned down a deal from the San Diego Padres.
Yep. The Washington one, I think, was inconsequential.
Because Washington, what's his name, Strasburg, ended up taking that deal.
Yes. Rejecting. The Nationals one. I'm seeing that. I'm not seeing the Padres one right now, but that was a 15-year, $440 million deal where the AAV would have been $29.3 million. And that was in 2022.
Yeah, so he turned that down. So in order to recoup the money that he has already turned down.
Yes, but you got to remember, he did with the arbitration, he's been getting massive amounts of money there, too. Like, he's probably getting – what did he get this year in arbitration? 25-something? So I think he was the highest arbitration player ever. So it's not like he missed out that much on that. Imagine that. Turning down $440 million because you know you're going to get more.
It's crazy, right?
Ugh! And you know what he's done? All he's done is stay healthy and produce ever since that.
No, he is definitely produced. There's no question. So he was making $31 million this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you think about money he lost, did he really even lose it? He actually made more money than that the average annual value of the deal turned down.
So in 2021, he made eight. So this is the reason why. In 2013 or 2015, he made $1,005,000, then $392,000, then $578,000, then $233,000. There was some bonus there, money, I guess, it looked like, because he made the All-Star team and things of that nature. Then 2021, he made $8.5 million. And in 2022, it looks like he made $17 million. 2023, $23 million, and then $31 million this year.
So he didn't lose that much money by turning it down, and he's going to end up making more because
I mean, you turned down a 400 and what'd you say?
440. And he'll end up getting more.
Well, he'll end up. He would have to what? How much more money will he have to make to cover the losses of what he would have made for 3 years there? Probably another $100 million?
Yeah, I mean, I think easily. Easily. I'm telling you, it's going to be over $600 million. And I would not be surprised if it was seven. I really don't.
I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I think he's a great player. And he's the number one free agent. There's no question about it. You think the Yankees are going to pay him twice as much as Aaron Judge? Not a shot.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.